Behind the counter at an LA medical marijuana dispensary, manager Veronica Van Sant is showing me the good stuff, some of the highest quality pot sold here.
So like this one, for instance, you can see how it's like super crystally and really purple, and smell it. It's a really strong smell. Yeah, so this is like one of our top shelf strains.
This cannabis sells for about $280 an ounce here at Hollywood High Grade Dispensary. But there are more affordable options, like the store's pre-rolled joints on the countertop.
And what's the price range?
$5 or 3 for 10, $7 or 2 for 10. And then we have premium ones that are $12 each. They're really good, but honestly, people like the cheaper ones better.
But many customers at this dispensary wonder how much they'll pay for their cannabis now that recreational marijuana sales are legal in California. Will a boost in demand raise prices?
Is that a big worry?
It is, because I'm on a limited budget. And so, like I said, I don't buy much, but what I buy, I really need and I really use. So for me, it's not, woohoo, let's party.
That's Vanessa. She doesn't want her last name used. In her 50s, she uses medical marijuana to treat her chronic pain.
And generally speaking, how much are you spending on your cannabis?
I'm probably what most people would call a lightweight. I only get maybe like 50 bucks a week, maybe. I mean, like what the prices are now is about as high as I can go.
Those who study the cannabis business say the price of marijuana is inflated where it's illegal. Bo Kilmer directs the RAND Corporation's Drug Policy Research Center.
And right now, when someone is purchasing, especially outside of California, marijuana or cocaine or heroin, a lot of what you're doing is compensating the drug dealers and everyone else along the supply chain for the risk of arrest and risk of incarceration. With legalization, that goes away.
Legal sales will also lead to industrial-scale cannabis production. With an increased supply and a legal market, Kilmer says marijuana prices should inevitably fall for consumers in the long run. Just look, he says, at what's happened in places that legalized pot before California, like Washington State.
In May of 2015, the average price paid per gram of kind of high-potency sensimilla was roughly about $12, a little less than $12. Fast forward to 2 years, that the average price for that same product in May of 2017 was closer to $7.25. And you've continued to see the prices decline over time. And that's what you're going to see in California, too.
But there are worries about how much government will add to the cost of legalized recreational marijuana in California through a variety of state and local taxes and fees.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely, you too.
Back at Hollywood High Grade, manager Veronica Van Sant says she's tried to cushion any potential sticker shock because of taxes.
There's going to be a 15% tax added on top of the 10% city and state sales tax that we already pay. So we dropped all of our prices about 3 months ago, 15%, to try to accommodate for that tax so people aren't overspending or just like, it's a big, big tax to put on top of everything that's happening.
But whatever happens to cannabis prices, marijuana retailers expect to see business boom in the months ahead. Hollywood High Grade is preparing for a lot more foot traffic.
We are definitely anticipating larger volumes, so we're talking about, remodeling, hiring more employees. I'm in the process of hiring more people now, interviewing people. We might bust down a few walls. I don't really know what we've decided yet, but it's definitely going to change the layout of our shop for sure, 100%.
As for what will sell, Veronica thinks marijuana vapes will be especially popular with new customers. For KCRW, I'm Saul Gonzalez.